several different names do you have for things that are streets? I mean, okay, you call it one kind of thing a highway, but you might call this a street.
Mm-hmm.
What other names like that do you have? Do you know?
Alleys.
What?
You know what you mean? Just I call it. Some of them is alleys.
Yeah, what's an alley?
Alley is a place where you can. It's not a large road. It's real small, and most of the place where you got to be careful in because you don't know what's going to come out. You don't because there's no stop signs. That don't mean you don't stop. You have to stop, and you got to be careful about people walking in the alley because some people try to take a shortcut through the alley.
Does an alley go like behind houses or behind buildings or between them?
Behind them, between them, everything.
Okay. What else is there?
Roads.
Okay. Yeah.
For the roads, well, they got dirt roads. And then they got... That's the only kind of roads I can tell you.
Okay. Okay, and just a street like this, what would you call it, a street, or would you call it a road, or...?
I just call it a street.
Okay.
A road.
Okay. Places like over here on, San Pedro, there's a place where the road goes down, I think it goes under some railroad tracks.
Oh, you talk.
What would you call that place?
That's underpass.
Okay. Let's see. If a car was parked right here, was parked this way with the curb.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it kind of parking?
Parallel park.
Okay. Now if a car was parked. Well, like I am over there, I kind of, you know, on the other side of the building where I kind of headed into the parking place. What do you call that kind of parking?
Just regular park.
Okay. What do you call those things where the fire department hooks up the hose when it has to put out fire?
What do you call them? I call them fire faucets.
What?
Fire faucets.
Okay. If you were going to go downtown and park, where would you park if you couldn't find a parking place on the street?
If I would go down and I couldn't find one?
Yeah, if you couldn't find one just along the street, you know, at a meter, where would you park?
Probably a parking lot.
Okay. Would you describe a parking lot for me?
A parking lot is a place where you can put cars in and different other things like you, not besides cars, you can put trucks and other type of vehicles as long as, you know, you pay for your parking.
Okay, is it just open?
It's open. It's all, you just drive right in.
Okay, downtown San Antonio, do they have whole buildings or part of the building where you drive in and maybe park it yourself or maybe somebody takes the car and goes and parks it?
Yes, they do.
What do you call
it? Well, I call it park and drive, I guess.
A what?
Drive. Some people even call it park and drive. They get it, then you park the car and then drive it. Then
yeah.
They, you know, they'll tell you, they'll take it from there. You don't call that park and drive it.
Okay. See, I saw a sign the other day. I want you to see if you know about this. It said, park and ride. What is that? What does it mean?
Park and ride?
Yeah, it was a whole sign. It said park and ride.
Well, that means that park your car and you can take the bus and for what you can pay. Just park your car and ride the bus.
Yeah, like downtown? So
yeah.
And the bus will bring you back out to the same parking lot?
Yes. Instead of you going somewhere and you don't have a parking space, you can ride the bus and save gas. It's just as cheap.
That sounds like it'd be a good deal.
That's what it got on the bus, is park and drive. Park and ride. Did you say park and ride?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to.
Yeah.
What is that, what it's supposed to say?
Yeah.
Or is it park and drive?
Well, park and drive, I'm talking about park and ride. Park and ride was right.
Okay. Let's see.